A man once gave a great banquet and invited many people. At the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, "I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused." And another said, "I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go and examine them. Please have me excused." And another said, "I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come." So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry, and said to his servant, "Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame." And the servant said, "Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room." And the master said to the servant, "Go out quickly to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who are invited shall taste my banquet."
Thank you, Amy. Well done.
Good morning. I hope this is going to stay up now. Good morning. My name's Nigel. I'm the vicar of this parish. Excuse me. Just that step out of the way. That'll do. It's great to see you. I'd like to extend a welcome. Julia's already extended one, but I want to extend one for me to Sophie and Oliver, to their court, the May Day committee, mums, dads, friends, supporters, the great and the good of Knutsford. It's lovely to see you here today. And it's been a great weekend. As Judith mentioned, this event, the May Day, has been going on since 1864, which is about 154 years. And as I was doing some research about May Day, I came to understand that really today is just the start of the year. From now on, for the rest of the year, Sophie is going to have to go to all sorts of functions. So I've been told. She's going to open some affairs. She's going to attend visits at the Heritage Center. She's going to the Lions Summer Day Parade. She's going to be at the Christmas lights. And she's going to go for the rest of the year to all these different events and different functions. Which is kind of like our Queen, isn't it? If you think about it. I did a bit of research on Queen Elizabeth. She's 92, I think. And last year, or was it the year before, she attended some 400 functions. 400, ladies and gentlemen. And she goes to these functions and what does she do? Well, she's got to be on her best behavior. She can't say what she probably really wants to say. You know, as a vicar, I go to quite a few weddings, and you're seated at tables with people you don't know, so it's tiring. I leave exhausted. Because you're talking to strangers, and, you know, there's certain topics you can't discuss, and you've got to be very careful what you say, and you've got to be very disciplined, really. And I was thinking, poor Queen. Another meeting, another president, another dinner, more people. Do you think that one day, she probably just wakes up in the morning, she says to Philip, "You know, can't I just stay in tonight? I mean, why do I have to, who am I meeting this evening? Oh, yes, the president of some country." She's got to go and meet him. I'm sure she just says, "Why can't I just sit at home, switch on the telly and the corgis and have beans and toast?" And you think, why does she do this? Well, it's kind of like in miniature. It's kind of like what Sophie's going to be doing the rest of the year. What the Queen does is when she meets all these people, what she's doing is she's bringing the community together, isn't she? So she brings in the Brexiteers, the Remainers, and she talks to them and she smooths over the differences. She gets different political parties coming to Buckingham Palace and she entertains them in smoothing over the differences, closing the gaps, helping the community to function. Because in our communities, in Knutsford and also in the country, huge differences exist, don't they? Between the rich and the poor. As I said, Brexiteers and Remainers, left, right, all these differences. And so what happens on something like May Day and what happened yesterday is the whole community comes together. And we all have a great time. We have a great party and there's parades and barbecues and all sorts of things happening. And what's happening is that all these gaps in our society are being fused and healed and brought together. And the Queen, if you like, is at the center of it all. And she's basically saying by her actions, listen, just love each other. And in a very, I don't want to make too big a thing of this, you understand. But in a way, that's what Sophie will be doing at her events throughout the year, just being a symbol for the community to lay aside our differences and get on. So it's a great thing, isn't it? Great thing. The biggest difference, however, in the whole world, in the universe, in the cosmos, is not a gap, a separation between rich and poor, left and right, Brexiteers and Remainers. That's not what separates us. The biggest separation of all, ladies and gentlemen, is between us and God. That gap is huge, massive. A vast chasm exists between us and God. He is the creator. We are creatures. There's this huge gulf. And Jesus comes along. He is the second person of the Trinity, God. He's God who becomes man. And he comes down into this world. And what does he do? I'll tell you what he does. He throws parties. He throws feasts. He brings the community together. That's what Jesus is doing. If you read the Gospel of Luke, he's going from party to party to party to party, banquet to banquet, and at banquets, he tells stories about banquets. Because in the parable that we read, Jesus is at a banquet, and he tells a story about a banquet. Now, Jesus' enemies, I love this. Jesus' enemies say to Jesus, you go to so many parties, and they say this, they say, you're a wine bibber. I love that insult. It's one of those old insults, wine bibber. You imbibe too much wine, Jesus. So they throw this insult at him, you're a wine bibber. Because he's always at parties. Now when Jesus is at a party, believe me, the thing starts to buzz. At one party, they ran out of wine, so guess what he did? He produced 20,000 liters of, not plonk. He produced 20,000 liters of the best Châteauneuf de Pape. That party buzzed. And Jesus at this party and he tells a story. He says, I've come to bring a feast. I've come to bring a banquet. And you're all invited to this banquet where there's going to be good food, good wine, good company. Now what Jesus is really pointing to is he's pointing to heaven. He's saying in heaven there's going to be good food, good wine, good company. Now Mark Twain is a very naughty man. Mark Twain said this. He said, I want to go to heaven for the climate, but to hell for the company. Naughty man, isn't he? What a naughty man. You see, Mark Twain imagined that heaven was people sitting on harps, on clouds with their harps, floating around. That would be really boring. Even I wouldn't want to go to that. But that's what heaven's like. Jesus is saying, you've got to understand, heaven is, you're going to come back to the Father's house. You're going to come back to a party. It's going to be a time of joy and laughter and love and friendship. I mean, my friends, why wouldn't you want to be there? So in the parable, Jesus says, there's this man and he issues an invitation to a huge banquet. And people begin to make excuses. We heard those excuses. They say, I've just bought a field and I must go and inspect it. Now, my friends, would you buy a field without having inspected it first? I mean, does that happen? Of course it doesn't happen. This is just an excuse. An excuse is a lie. But it's a respectable lie. It's a nice lie. It's an inoffensive lie, but it is a lie. Now just imagine the May Day Committee, I mean respect the May Day Committee. They work all year to throw on May Day for Knutsford. All year. And the invitations go out, don't they? To everybody. Come and join the party. Can you imagine what it would be like if everybody began to make an excuse and say, I'm not coming to your stupid party? How would the May Day Committee feel if that happened? I'll tell you how they feel, how they would feel. They'd feel hurt. They'd feel offended if everybody said, we'd love to come, but on that day, the first Saturday in May, which has been like that for 154 years, on that day, I've just arranged to wash my hair. Wouldn't the May Day Committee feel offended? Of course they'd feel offended. And wouldn't we be foolish if we didn't accept their invitation? Again, why wouldn't you want to come on May Day bank holiday? Why wouldn't you want to come and celebrate in Knutsford with everybody? Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to have barbecues? Why wouldn't you want to meet with family and friends? Why wouldn't you want to meet this, see this great spectacle? Why wouldn't you want to do it? It'd be foolish, wouldn't it? It'd be foolish to say no to the invitation. But that's just the May Day Committee. Jesus saying, God is now issuing an invitation for you, all of you, to come into his house, to come to his banquet. And that's not foolish to refuse that, because as God, that is, there's a theological term, that is sinful. Many years ago, before I came to this parish, I was looking at another parish. And the Queen happened to be patron. For those of you who don't know, there's in the Church of England, certain parishes, are they've got people who are the patrons of the parish, and they extend the invitation to the vicar to come and be the vicar of the parish. One parish I was looking at was the Queen. She was the patron. And the bishop phones me up and says, if you were issued the invitation to come to this parish, would you take it? I said, "What do I have to tell you now? Why do I have to tell you?" He said, well, if the Queen offers you this parish, you can't refuse it, because that's an insult to Her Majesty. So the bishop was saying, just let us know beforehand if you'd accept it, so when the invitation comes, we know the answer is going to be yes. Makes sense, right? You don't want to say no to an invitation of the Queen. It's just not done. But this is an invitation, says Jesus, that comes from God. An invitation to a great banquet. And everybody says, no, I'm not coming. Does that mean the banquet's cancelled? No, the banquet, my dear friends, is not cancelled. At the end of the age, there is going to be a great banquet. And the marvelous thing is, you, everyone here, sitting here today, you are all invited. But Jesus also says something really interesting. He says, on that day, there's going to be a great reversal. Those who are high and mighty are going to come low. Those who are low are going to go high. This great reversal is going to occur because a lot of people will be invited. The great and the good will all be invited. But strangely, they're the ones who say no. Will you say no? There is going to be a party. You are all invited. If you say no, others will take your place. And they'll go to this great party. This invitation doesn't come from the May Day committee. This invitation doesn't come from the Queen of England. This invitation comes from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the only ruler of princes. And in his Son, Jesus Christ, he is saying to each and every one of us today, come home. Come back to the Father's house. Come to the party. Don't refuse. Don't make excuses. Because on that day, all the separations of this world between rich, poor, left, right, Brexiteer, Remainers, all those separations are going to be healed because the great separation between man and God is finally going to be healed. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great invitation. Father, we pray that you'd help us not to make excuses. We thank you for this great day today. We thank you for the great weekend we've had. We thank you for all the work the May Day Committee have done and all the invitations they've sent out. Father, we pray that we'd look at that and be reminded of the great banquet that you are preparing at the end of the age. Give us grace, we pray, to accept your invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.